This is the Momentum Educate and Innovate podcast.
Hello, Sanya. Nice to see you again. Would you tell us a little bit about yourself and what are you doing here today?
Hi, it's so unusual to speak to you even in this format. We have microphones in front of us. We have earphones. We have all this techie things. And what people might not know is that you and I used to chat like this over a cup of coffee here in the west of Ireland in this area. It's nice to be back in Ireland, even for a few days. I'm visiting my Momentum pals. So my name is Sanya Ivandic. At the moment, I live in Germany. I have a company called Outside Media Knowledge. I used to work with Momentum for Momentum. And let's go deeper into who we are and what we do.
Okay, brilliant. Tell us a little bit about your project that you're working at Outside.
Okay, so one of the projects that actually got me here in Ireland this time is called Well Hoodie, and it's an exciting name. It's an exciting project and a mission. It's all about young people and their well-being. But this time what we did, we innovated in the way we look at what well-being of young people is and what is it consisted of. So as I was very into intercultural work and inclusion and belonging, I had to notice that young people after COVID, but even before COVID, were just maybe not building their well-being on the principles connected to inclusion. And I've noticed that, unfortunately, very often, young people socialize in these little groups that are very often, again, divided, and COVID just enhanced that, enhanced isolation and separation. And we collected research that showed that young people and communities in general are happier together when they embrace diversity. So this project basically says that well-being of youth should be built upon principles and facts of diversity and belonging. And therefore, we produce learning resources for youth educators to bring this idea closer to young people, to gather them together, to teach them inclusion, to teach them to mind their well-being, but to do it together.
Mm-hmm. And how did you come up with the idea for the project?
It really, truly came from my from the mixture of my personal and professional experience. So I've had the fortune and the privilege to move some countries in my life, to live in different places. That helped me analyze what's happening with different groups of people. That kind of inspired me to look at what helps inclusion and belonging and what challenges people in that process. And I was also looking at my family members, and especially the young members of the family and friends and in different countries, in Germany and friends in Ireland, and noticed that young people are in their rooms, especially with what COVID did to them, that there are groups of migrants whose 3 years of life have come to them being very isolated and not having opportunities to interact with their peers. I've also seen that that young people who have lived in the same place for their entire lives might not have education and opportunities to show them that embracing someone different and someone new is a good thing. And then they're all together kind of doomed with these social media channels and their phones, and they're just not moving towards well-being. And I presented this idea to Orla in Momentum, and together we looked at some research, and then we brought together different partners from different countries that have profiles interesting for this case. And we did research, and we found that indeed, well-being can be built on the facts of diversity, that people in diverse communities are actually happier. So that's what this project then became, a kind of a happiness project for young people.
Okay, brilliant. Can you tell us a little bit more about the partners of the project?
Yeah, it's a very vivid, interesting partnership. So we're so lucky to be able to bring diverse partners together. This is an Erasmus Plus funded project. It's K2 project, meaning that we produce intellectual outputs, learning resources for youth educators, but also adult educators if needed, to use and to upskill youngsters and to help them in their lives. And to do that, we needed youth educators, and we are that ourselves in Outside and in Momentum, but we wanted to include other countries either affected by this problem or countries with some interesting solutions. So we were lucky to have Youth Power from Germany join the consortium, and Dramblis from Spain is also a very vivid partner, full of experience. Lalaba from France is one of the most creative partners we've ever worked with. EUEI, European E-Learning Institute from Denmark, takes care of our digitization, our e-learning platforms, so that we meet the needs of young people where they feel comfortable using it. So often it's a digitized world, but we do it with this understanding and social mission. And then Folk University from Sweden is leading the project. I've already mentioned Momentum from Ireland, is contributing with their high social impact that they have, especially on youth and youth educators. And then Outside, Media and Knowledge from Germany, but in the different part of Germany than Youth Power, so we cover a lot of Germany there. We kind of take care of promoting the project and making sure it's visible and that it reaches the right target groups. So it's a lovely, lovely partnership.
This is the Momentum Educate and Innovate podcast.